Hey, Mac, we're back. It's Hot Takes, another season. Now, people are going to ask, where have we been? Let me tell you, all the movies have been crap. I don't want to talk about crappy movies. They've been terrible. I've watched Mercy, I've watched Aces for Hawk, and some weeks I don't even watch anything because it's just crap, crap, crap. Like, you're not going to make me watch GOAT. I'm sorry, it's animated for kids because they need to make money. They have nothing else to do. So, we're back. Hot Takes is back. So what do I do these 2 months, people? I listen to the Extra Features podcast because I do it. So I'm prepping for that. I read the moviebuff.net where you'll find this show. And this is what I do. And I watch a lot of my DVD stuff I pick up in the garage sale season. And that's what I do for 2 months. What do for 2 months when we can't go to the movies?
Have you gotten any good DVDs from garage sales?
Not really, more like just weird stuff you've never heard of.
Well,
I
I
find a
think
lot of made-for-TV movie stuff that I can't find on anywhere streaming, so I just like to watch them. They're never good.
I've had some great luck this year with movies. Every movie I've watched so far has been an A,
Wow.
which is really tough for me. I mean,
I
they're
have
all.
not put 1A out yet. And what was
I
the last
watched a
one you've seen?
Utica, like an indie Utica film, Heart and Souls, 90s kind of comedy.
I
Really
saw that when it came out. I could not tell you one word about it because I don't remember.
great. It was a great movie. Children of a Lesser God, and then Forrest Gump. I went back to an old favorite and was blown away by how good that is.
So, if you've already seen it though, can you really regrade it an A?
Well, it's never been reviewed.
Oh, by you or just in general?
Well, on our website, I never reviewed it. No.
Okay. Well,
Like,
that.
Forrest Gump, I'd seen a million times when I was a kid, but I hadn't watched it in probably 25 years.
Just so people know, it's 4 months and 30 days to the annual Movie Buff meetup in Montreal. So if you want to attend, send the Movie Buff guy an email and
Well,
we'll
you don't need our permission to attend. It's a public festival, but if you want to hang out with us, hey, that would be great.
That would be good. I mean, we do have a few honorary members for the Movie Buff that do show up, like myself and the Gorsh.
Goddamn Dan Prin, sometimes.
And sometimes Goddamn Dan Prid if he decides to make it this year.
I'm still waiting for the Gorsh on your year movie podcast thing.
He is coming.
He better be.
He is. I've spoken to him, and we're going to work it out. But I will tell you off air some couple of issues that's going on.
Okay.
That'll be off air. So let's
Sounds
get
good.
it, Matt. I mean, there is a big new release this week. That's why we're finally back because I felt something that was worth our time is coming out on Friday.
Okay, well, I have five movies here. Three are garbage.
Yeah, but what we
Two
have to discuss.
are promising. All right, one is the one that you mentioned earlier, because if
That's
that's the case,
the one. I
it's
almost
in my
forgot.
garbage list. But well, let's save that one then. We'll go with
Well,
some of the other
okay, because
garbage.
I don't know. I just send them five movies that might be interesting. I don't know what they're about because I don't watch trailers.
This is dump month, time of year.
I've
So.
told you it's February. That's why we haven't done this show in so long because it's all been crap.
It is all crap. It is all crap. But let's okay, I'm going to start out with Psycho Killer.
Yes.
So Psycho Killer is so they're advertising this as being from the producer of Barbarian and Weapons, which to me that's an automatic thumbs down because those movies both sucked.
Thumbs up, like both.
Ah, come on, give me a break. So yeah, it kind of just looks like a really bloody, barbaric
Good.
thing that is not interesting to me. It reminded me of
I've heard it.
Fargo, kind of. It starts out, there's like a woman in a car, and it's like that desolate, icy, cold road. It looks very
Ooh,
Fargo
I
like.
like it. Already in.
Yeah,
Four
see,
stars.
Fargo's one of my favorite films, but this
Who
looks
is in
like
this film,
some.
man? Why would I go see it? I don't know even who's in it. I'm going to watch it no matter what.
I don't know the stars. Georgina Campbell.
Nope.
Nope. James Preston Rogers. He plays the
Nope.
satanic slasher.
Ooh.
Malcolm McDowell. That's. Who is that? That's very
He's
familiar sounding. Is that the guy
awful.
from Clockwork Orange?
That's him.
Okay, that guy. Yeah. Also, I hate Clockwork Orange also. So,
Why?
Psycho Killer is a two thumbs down for me.
We haven't even seen the movie. You're just basing it on a 2 minute trailer. It's not
Never
even a
gonna
movie
see
you
it.
want to watch. So it's
Never
no Wolfman trailers, what are you trying to tell me?
gonna see it
It
either.
is where you're at. Psycho Killer is just low bottom filler.
That's the worst one of the bunch.
Podcast. So, Matt, what you're telling me is a trailer has to sell you on a movie before you see it.
I mean, it doesn't have to. If it's something, if there's an actor in it, or I kind of know what I'm going to watch, then I would go see it. A trailer can turn me off, and Yeah, that definitely turned me off.
So I have a question. I'm going to watch Psycho Killer guaranteed. We know that.
Okay, yes.
Killer and Psycho sounds perfect to me. If I tell you this movie's worth watching, will you watch it?
If you recommended it, sure.
Okay, which is tough for me to recommend anything. So.
Yeah, I mean, no, yeah.
I'm not like Mark for the movie buff that seems to love everything.
Marlowe is an easy grader.
I know. He liked that short, that dog short. He gave it like an A or something.
Oh, the one you're in?
That one. Yes, my short that I do a voice, that's it. Okay, Psycho Killer is a definite no for you. I will
Nope.
let you know as of this week when it comes out. And next time we meet in a couple weeks, I will give you a Psycho Killer review.
Sounds good. So next we have The Bluff.
The Bluff.
The Bluff. Now this is an Amazon Prime original movie.
I just sent you stuff. I can't even tell you where they are. Look, make that.
So yeah, well, this one I could watch for free because I have Amazon Prime. Also won't watch it though. It's a movie about a pirate who looks like he takes control. He's trying to take some island or something, and then this woman on the island goes on a rampage, killing all of the pirates.
Perfect.
Extremely,
Again, sounds like my kind of movie.
extremely bloody and brutal. The trailer doesn't hold any punches. I mean, it's really gross stuff if you like that kind of thing. So the stars are Priyanka Chopra,
Yes.
Carl Urban.
Yeah, like him.
Oh, okay. Ismail Cruz Cordova
Oh,
and
no.
Sophia Oakley Green. I don't know any of those people.
Nope. So, okay. So it's a Priyanka Chopra movie. So we skip her scenes because she can't act.
She's the main star.
Oh, God. Maybe I might have to pass on that one.
She's going on the bloody rampage, killing all the pirates.
Oh, crap. I love Carl Urban.
Who's Carl Urban? I don't know who that is. Keith Urban's brother?
Yes. He's in Lord of the Rings,
Oh,
Judge.
is he really? I just was making that up.
Yeah, he's in Judge. No, he's not. Keith Urban.
I don't know if he is or
He's in
not.
Lord of the Rings. He's in Judge Dredd.
You're gonna hate me. I've
On the
never watched
Boys.
Lord of the Rings.
The Boys.
Nope.
Okay, well, then you have no idea who he is. I like him as an actor. He's solid. He's not
Okay.
great.
Well, he's
But
the number
I like
two.
Carl Urban. You know what? Here's my rule. People don't know this about me, but I do have a rule.
Okay.
I have a 20-minute rule. I will try to watch any film for 20 minutes.
That's a good rule.
I give it 20 minutes, and it's only direct to video. Like theatrical release, I will always finish. Because I figure there's enough money. But anything from Amazon, Netflix gets a 20-minute rule. If I can't make it through 20 minutes without going, yeah, I'm done, I turn it off and I don't care. I mean, I may get in trouble for being movie review, but there's other stuff I want to watch.
My
Right?
attention span has diminished to more of like a 5 minute rule,
No, I
but
can't. See, Big Bang Theory is 22 minutes. So that's why I give it the 20-minute rule. Because if I make it through an episode of some of the Big Bang ones, I'm like, it's a little rough, guys. This one could be. I know you have a 24 episode quota. Maybe we go down to 18 this season.
was a good show at first, yeah, and then it got kind of carried away.
Well, that's what I mean. We get a lot of these companies that put out these movies, and they're all like IPs, right? More IP, which we're going to get to later in the show, obviously. But I come to the point, give me an original idea. Maybe I'll be interested again.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All
Oh,
right,
he wants
well.
another Marvel movie. I'm like, yeah, I love Marvel. Don't get me wrong, but these aren't good. I just sat through eight episodes of Wonder Man and go, what the hell was that garbage?
No. Well, those are the two bombs. Now I'll give you two that are interesting.
So,
So
yeah, well, Priyanka Chopra, you're telling me ahead of time. People, I'm telling you to run. I will watch it, but you can run at any time.
if you have a queasy stomach, you're gonna
Oh,
want to
I
run
don't have a
also.
queasy stomach. I like
We
food.
know you don't. Yeah, no, some people, but
I mean, I've
all
seen
right.
Marlo eat, so I don't have a queasy stomach.
Jeez. He does eat a lot. All right. So we got
He likes to eat in his bathing suit, which I thought was kind of weird.
was he?
Yeah. Sitting on the
You
bed, just
we gotta
eating
get
away.
you we gotta get you in the pool this year, by the way.
I will bring a suit this year.
Yeah, you better. All right, so here's one that seems interesting. The first time I watched the trailer, I thought this is I don't even understand what's going on. And then I started reading a little bit about it, watched the trailer again, and I thought, all
Hold
right, this
on.
could be
Hold on.
interesting.
You watched the trailer and you didn't like it. So you
I
went to
didn't know
see
what
it
I didn't
again and then go
understand it.
back to the trailer. Don't tell me the trailer sucks.
No, I went back to the trailer today because I wanted to brush up before we talked.
Okay.
I'd watched it like a week ago. So the movie is I Can Only Imagine 2.
Two. I gave
So
you two.
I don't understand if there's a one. I don't know.
I can only imagine two.
If
I
I
don't.
give
Oh, I
you,
think it's TOO. Like I can do it too.
I got the number two written down, but I guess TOO would make more sense.
Oh, you're right. It is number two.
It's number two. Okay.
Is
But
there a number one?
I couldn't tell. It's based on a song.
You know what? There is a number one.
Okay, so it's a sequel. I don't know how there would be a
From
sequel.
2018. I am sorry. I would never have done that to you.
No, that's okay because it's interesting. So, it's a Christian music biographical film.
I'm in. I love Christian music crap. I'm in.
Oh, really? Okay, it's
Oh,
about
they're terrible. I'm watching both of these now.
do you know the band Mercy Me?
No, but I'll
Okay,
watch it.
me neither, but that's what it's about. I guess they wrote a song or something that's really popular. I don't know. There's something about it that made it interesting to me. It stars Milo Ventimiglia, who I know
Yeah.
from Gilmore
Yeah.
Girls. Yeah, and the
Oh, of course,
he's
Gilmore.
on stage, one of the best TV shows of all time, and he's on stage and he's giving this speech, and it's very uplifting. And I'm going, maybe I am interested in this. I don't know. So, John Michael Finley, I don't know who that is. Dennis Quaid, the
Oh, yeah,
only
well,
other
he's
person I
the
know.
great Republican.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a hardcore Republican.
Oh, well, that's all right.
He's
But
about
yeah, you know
political.
what? It looked like something interesting. Not something I'm going to go to a theater and watch, but if it were on
And
streaming,
now
I
you
would
told
check
me,
it
now
out.
I got a new franchise to watch, one and two.
So you actually do like Christian music?
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's music.
I
I
mean,
like pop music.
I don't intentionally like seek it out or anything,
No, I
but
didn't say, but I mean, okay, I have a part-time job and I work at a music venue.
we know.
So I heard a Christian heavy metal band called Skillet. Never heard of them. They weren't bad. I'm like, you know
No,
what?
some of that stuff's not bad actually.
I mean,
It's
they were a little, they
it's
do preach,
uplifting. It's
but it was
positive.
great.
Good
Parents
to
were
fill
coming.
your life with positivity.
Because it's little kids were coming because it's Christian rock, so it's not offensive. They don't go into death or anything. And I thought it was great. Dads were bringing their little kids and this. And I think, you know what? This is kind of cool.
That is cool. All right.
I got to give these guys credit. So, I mean, I'm not going to dismiss a movie because I've seen all God's Not Dead movies. I've seen all four of those. So I will watch I Can Imagine too. Sure, I
Check it
will.
out. Yeah, check it out. Let me know.
I will get back to you. We would have maybe a mini discussion next time we're on what movies I've watched and whether I was right or wrong.
Yeah, I like
Because
that.
we know I have no idea. Because people gotta know I do not watch any trailers.
He doesn't watch trailers.
I will move out of a room if a trailer is on. The movie theater, I cover my eyes.
Oh, that's the best part of the movie is seeing the trailer.
No, God, no.
Oh,
Best
man.
part of the movie is my refill of my big bucket of popcorn and drink. And then getting
Jesus.
a third one on the way home. That's the best part of the
All
movie.
right, well, here's the best
And then
one. I
giving
saved it.
Marlo the little five-finger knuckle shuffle.
Wow. TMI, TMI.
Loves it.
All right, so here's the best one of the bunch. This is How to Make a Killing. Now, this
Nothing.
is a sort of a dark comedy.
I like it.
It's about a guy who is set to inherit $28 billion, but seven different members of his family stand in the way, so he
Oh,
goes out to kill them all
I
one
heard
by
about
one.
this. I did read something on this.
It looks great, actually. It looks really good. It stars Glenn Powell, who I'm unfamiliar with, but he looks
What?
good in the role. You know Glenn.
No, he's the hot new guy.
Oh, okay. Well, then that
He's
would.
the Marlowe of movies. A
Well,
hot guy. Like, we have hot producer Marlowe. he's hot Glenn Campbell.
okay. Well, it's
He'll
also
get
got
better
Topher.
to thong than Marlowe will in Montreal.
Yeah, I can't believe that. Yes.
Not as good as Gorsh, though. Gorsh is wicked.
Topher Grace, Margaret Qualley, and Ed Harris. So,
Okay, so there we go. We got a solid cast. Ed Harris can act.
he's great. Yep.
Margaret Qualley's lovely.
Is Topher Grace the guy from the 70s show?
Yeah, he's just here
Okay,
for
yeah.
cash. He's
I
like,
know he's
God,
actually not
she's
bad.
hot.
He's not a bad actor.
Somebody
Yeah.
please hire me. I really could use 50 grand this year.
50 grand. Yeah. So what would you do for 50 grand? This guy's 28 billion and he's, and
Well,
it looks like it's done in a comical, he's murdering people, but like it's
is it
funny.
like
I don't know.
the new rat race you think we're getting?
New, say again?
You ever see the movie called The Rat Race? It's very similar. They get all the relatives have to go find something. It's like the Cannonball Run, and they all got to find out where they hid the money.
Oh.
All the relatives go off and find it. So this one sounds like that.
Ah, okay. Yeah, well, that's one I would
Not
definitely go to
this
the theater to
week.
see. I don't know when it's out. I'll have to check my
Hopefully this
list,
week.
see if any of my critics have signed up for it, but I would consider taking it if no one has.
Okay, I think you should.
I will check that out. All right, are you ready for the big one?
What you're avoiding?
Well, I saved it for the end since you seem to like it. I don't know, we don't really need a trailer discussion, but Scream 7.
No, I want you to watch the trailer.
Well, I watched it. I mean, it
And
doesn't look any different than
is
Scream 6,
Ghostface
5,
in it?
4, 3, 2 is what?
Ghostface there in the trailer?
Ghostface is in and he's
Then
killing
I'm in.
people.
That's all we need to know.
We've got Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox,
Yes.
McKenna Grace, somehow Matthew Lillard, and somehow David Arquette, although I thought they were killed in a prior
Matthew
movie.
Lillard's dead.
Yeah, I thought so too.
So
Scream
is
One,
Matthew. So is what's his face? Arquette's
should I
dead
say
too.
Scream? Straight Scream, one of the best movies of all time, one of my favorite horror
Yeah,
movies.
great movie.
Everything since then has been garbage. I watched whatever the other one, the prior one was. I don't remember 2, 3, 4, 5 at all. I probably
Three's
saw
got
them.
the double killer.
I haven't watched them in decades. So in this movie,
Crazy.
Ghostface has tracked Neve Campbell and her daughter McKenna Grace, and he's going after them. So
So they'll live to the end.
that's the rub. But yeah,
Wow,
it
let me
looks
guess.
terrible.
I will bet you right now they live to the end.
Probably because they wouldn't be in Scream 8 otherwise. So
And
Neve
Courtney
Campbell, I guess,
Cox will
is
live.
cashing checks at this point. I don't know what she's
Oh,
doing.
Neve Campbell?
Yeah.
She's got nothing else to do. Like her last, she's had another project since. Like, she ever have a good project? Scream's probably
No,
it.
I only know her from Scream and Wild
Courtney
Things.
Cox has Friends Cash, so she's good.
Courtney Cox should be like,
And then
yeah,
she had
Scream.
Cougar Town. And don't forget, she was also in He-Man, the canon release, Masters of the Universe, which played Evil Lyn. Did she
Did
win?
you?
Yes, she's in the first He-Man movie.
Huh?
Dolph Lundgren. I think she's Evil Lyn. I mean, her movie career hasn't really gone anywhere other than Scream. That's about the only thing she has going on.
Right. But she's got enough of a TV career that she doesn't really need a movie career.
Oh, she just needs something to do. I mean, Neve Campbell had that Canadian TV show called Catwalk, which I don't think ever got a, it might have got an American release.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Oh, I suggest walking out. Catwalk is pretty good on mute, guys. Just enjoy every minute of young Neve Campbell walking around.
Yeah, she still looks good.
Is it no Jenna Ortega then in this one?
I mean, it just looks like a terrible seventh movie of a franchise. I don't think I've ever watched a seventh movie of a fr I mean, I saw Saw 10, I think.
I've seen every Saw movie but five. I haven't seen Final Destination 2.
Hate sequels.
I love sequels.
Yeah, I don't.
Empire Strikes Back, you hate that.
Not a sequel. We talked about this before. That's
It is
part.
a sequel.
It's not a sequel. It's a whole story that's chopped into six different parts. That's totally different.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Godfather 2 is good, but I'm not obsessed with Godfather 1.
I'm
People say that
sure.
people say Home Alone 2 is better. I saw it maybe once when I was a kid. I don't remember anything about it. I mean, so maybe I'll check it out this Christmas season, but Home Alone
I think
1,
you should.
there's no way it's better than 1.
I'm sure. Well, how about Final Destination 2? I hear it's the best one in the franchise.
I mean, those are all forgettable movies anyways. I know the basic plot, but I couldn't tell you what happens in
John
one.
Wick 2.
Now, I've never seen any of the John Wick movies.
Okay, here we go. I got the best 100 sequels for you of all times.
Oh, God.
I don't know what any of these are. Showing them
Really?
all. How about the Joker in the Dark Knight?
I don't consider that a sequel, though. That's just a different movie. That's the same thing.
You can keep arguing this all you want. Okay.
Now, basically,
Wrathicon.
what was it?
Wrathicon. Evil Dead 2 is better than
And
Evil Dead 1.
I don't watch Star Trek at all.
Bro.
Evil Dead.
Come on, Silent Night, Deadly Night 2's got one of my favorite lines of all times in a movie.
What's the line?
Garbage Day?
Oh, that. All right, I've heard that from Marlo.
Me and Marlo like to make comments. Aliens is better than Alien, I think, or it's
No,
Ar
I got 20 minutes into Aliens and I turned it off because it was stupid.
I love Aliens. The Raid 2 is probably just as good as Raid 1.
Don't know either.
Oh, fuck, go see The Raid. People, if you've not seen the Raid movies,
The
just
Raid?
The Raid,
Yeah,
one and
no.
two. They are Indonesian action movies, the best action movie you've ever seen in your life.
Good Lord.
Nothing competes it.
Good Lord.
So, Matt, are we doing trivia today? Should I go get my trivia cards for you and so we can do some trivia? It's been a while.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Okay, Matt, you ready?
I'm ready.
In the James Bond movies, what does the character Q's initial stand for?
Question.
Quartermaster. Skull Island reboot of what movie franchise?
What is it? Sculpt Island?
Yeah, come on. You came
Oh,
out
King
really
Kong.
good. That's correct. Couple more. In which series would you find the character John McClane?
Die Hard.
What kind of insect provided the DNA for dinosaurs in 1993's Jurassic Park?
Mosquito. Mosquito.
Correct.
All
See, you're doing
right.
well this week.
Three
Much
out of four.
last cards. What is the name of the prisoner in the Green Mile who heals the governor's wife?
John Coffey.
That is correct.
Like the drink, only spelled different. Four out of five.
From
Boom.
which 1969 movie is Hang on a Minute, Lads? I got a great idea. The closing line. You have seen it. I'm shocked if you haven't seen this movie.
Is it the Dennis Hopper one where he's a
No, it is I just saw a trick Mark Wahlberg movie.
from 1969?
No, it's 89.
Oh, 89. I don't know.
Oh, you're right. It says 69
You
here.
said 69, yes.
Okay, they remade it with Mark Wahlberg. I've seen both versions.
What is it?
The Italian Job.
Oh, I've never seen it.
It's good. I really did like it. Okay, Matt. Anything else to go? What is your favorite go-to coffee besides? I know it's a cold brew, but is there? I'm going to be stupid here. People got to understand. I do not drink coffee. People will back me up on this.
Didn't drink it.
You didn't drink your coffee?
I got it right in front of me.
So
Cold brew.
what's in it? Is there like a certain kind of coffee?
One of my favorite, well, there's a local one that I love,
Oh, you
that they
gotta shop
bottle.
local. Unlike Marlo, who
You
goes
gotta
to
shop.
gotta
Gotta
shop
shop local.
local if you
Gotta
can.
shop local. Ironically, one of the best ones is the Dunkin' Donuts unsweetened iced coffee, which is not really local, but it's really good.
You're not shopping local. You can do what you want. It's the people that claim they shop local and then go to Dunkin' I have a problem with.
We got
I
a
do.
lot of good local stuff around here.
Well, I have a very good. I want to shout out this Jamaican patty place that's been open for a little while called Tennille's. It's over at in my neighborhood at Valley Farm in Kingston. I don't. People never heard of it. Best patty I've had in years.
What's a patty? A hamburger?
No, like a Jamaican beef patty.
So, what is that?
You've never had a Jamaican beef patty.
Nah.
It's pastry with
Oh.
ground beef inside and spices and.
Ah,
They're
that sounds
amazing.
good. Nice.
Maybe I'll have to bring some to our event so you guys can actually have them.
Definitely.
I can do that. So, Matt, I smell burnt popcorn.
Means you gotta go.
Goodbye.